25 minutes past 7 o'clock. What a place. You're on 88 FM Radio, Life and Style. And Sarah Swainson is in on a Monday. Lovely to see you again, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a beautiful Monday morning. I'm so excited. It's not a miserable one as it usually is. So it's a bright, beautiful Monday morning with a bright, beautiful segment of the Boiled Heart segment. Today, I've got a very special guest. My guest is Cherry Armstrong. Welcome, Cherry.
Thank you so much.
This woman is amazing. She embodies courage, compassion, and community. And she's the founder of Celebrate Life, which is a nonprofit empowering women across South Africa with 300 community bakeries. And we're going to touch on that in a second. But I met Cherry when I started surf ski paddling. And you know, when you pitch up into a new environment, you can be obviously a little bit nervous and you don't know. And like, also when you're learning something, you're looking like an absolute fool most of the time. But Cherry was always so welcoming and always had a smile. And she's a big surf ski paddler. And I'm going to start there in how we get to know Cherry a little bit more. So Cherry, you're a surf ski paddler. You've had quite a big year in paddling. You've just recently done Pete Marlin. You won gold in the ICF, is that right? ICF World Champions that was just hosted here in Durban. And for anybody who doesn't know that what that is, Cherry, give us a glimpse in what was recently happening in Durban and how has this sport been so impactful for you?
I remember almost a year ago, Greg Fuchs saying to me, he was doing some interviews with some of us on our surf skis, and he said, "So what's your goal this year, Cherry?" I said, "I think I'm going to get a medal in Worlds," and I was seriously joking. And then I entered, and it was the most incredible experience actually of anyone's life who entered Worlds, because we had a very big field here in South Africa with loads of international guests. It wasn't easy.
Because the day was quite, the conditions were quite...
Yeah, the Toti way on the Saturday in doubles was hectic. There were more than 30 double skis broken.
I saw, I was watching some of the videos of people coming in and boats and pandemonium was everywhere, but it looked like it was
crazy.
Good fun.
And then the singles was to 34Ks to Westbrook. There was also another challenge. Westbrook surf when you're landing is another level of landing. Mm. I mean, I literally crawled out the sea, but I didn't break my boat.
Now, tell us about surf ski. You got in how many years ago, and what has it given you as a sport?
Well, funny enough, kayaking started because I took a team of girls over to Lake Malawi to paddle across the lake in hard plastic kayaks to raise funds for Celebrate Life. Then we did Mauritius. We circumnavigated Mauritius with another 10 girls over 11 days. It was fantastic. And then I think from there I started getting really serious about being in the surf.
Yeah.
And it's such a passion. It's that sea. It's that energy. It's just that peace when you're out there. There's just something that absolutely envelops you every time you're in the ocean.
We were chatting before we came on air, and I think the one thing about the ocean that's always drawn me, and I think you also saying it, how dynamic it is. It's changing, not even every day, but every hour.
Yeah.
You're getting you in nature, and also like when you're out on a surf ski, like there's no phones. You're right in the moment. You're concentrating on how the waves are feeling. You really are immersed. And I think that's one of the key things that this sport gives you, is that you can't sit on your phone. Even on a run, you can take your phone out and do all of that. But when you're in a surf ski, you're in it.
And I think that energy should teach you a lot about life in general, because life is an energy. Mm. It's the negatives and the positives and the flowing positive negatives and how you handle that too. You know, if you're having a negative day, it's okay. Let it just be negative. Mm. Get over it instead of fighting it. And go with the positive when it comes, because it always comes, and it's exactly like the surf. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Celebrate Life. This is an amazing story. You started this, and give us a little glimpse into what Celebrate Life is and what do you guys do?
Yeah, I've got to do it in a nutshell quickly, but Celebrate Life, I started 20 years ago. On a whim, I was working at hospice, and we decided to raise R1 million for hospice. So we climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Mm-hmm. I took Mags from East Coast Radio up, and that was an experience that was life-changing. Mm-hmm. If anyone has climbed a mountain, they will know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You come back, and you just stop sweating the small stuff. And then from there, we raised R1 million for hospice, and we went into rhinos, rhino poaching. Mm-hmm. supported Tula Tula Rhino Sanctuary and the helicopter project on the East Coast. And from the rhino projects, we actually went into the ovens. I was at Tula Tula, and, you know, all the communities get bribed for the rhino poaching and elephant, actually, as well. And I remember saying to Dave Bozas from the Earth Org, what if we put, I'd seen these wood-fired ovens, what if we put these, stop putting these into the communities and making a sustainable living for them, so they are actually earning income, they are proud of what they do. And that's how we started, and we 300 bakeries in across the country now.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Now, you mentioned hospice, you're a palliative care nurse, and for anybody who doesn't know what palliative care is, it's end-of-life care, and it's a very special side of medicine. Tell us a little bit more. You've obviously, it's a journey that you work with families and with people. What has been some of your lessons from that work? We were chatting outside about just what have you taken from that?
I think if anyone can take anything, and I think people are becoming more and more aware of how short life is, and that at any time something negative can happen with your life, or you can be taken away. And so embracing every moment of every day and having a passion. I think I live my life with a passion. Passion for palliative care, passion for my charity, just a passion for people. Passion, everything's passion. And it's so important to have a passion for everything, because it goes in a jiff. Take every opportunity that comes your way. It'll never come again. And just embrace it.
I think that word passion is so, so important. And I think sometimes when we get locked in the hum and the drama of life, we forget those passions. We forget what makes us come alive. And then you put that on hold. But if the Bold Heart segment is designed to do anything, I hope that anybody listening this morning can feel a stirring inside to not let these opportunities pass you by, and really to really grasp any moment. Cherry, you've lived a bold and beautiful life. What would you say to somebody who's maybe lost a little bit of their passion? How would you say, what advice would you give them today? It's the end of the year. People are just clinging on. How would you say to somebody to go out? What step could they take to go and recapture this passion?
I think the first step really that you should take is look inwards and ask yourself, or I would ask the question, if you could do anything in the world, what would you love to do today? And whatever that answer is, that's what you follow.
So, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to ask a question. You're extraordinarily inspirational, and I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
What inspires you?
Life. Just everything about life. I think I've just seen too much. I've seen too much dying. We've done a lot in terms of climbing mountains, which are hectic, Mount Kenya, Mount Meru. We've done huge challenges, and I just think it puts you back on track to what life is really about every day. And you've just got to wake up with a smile and love it.
Interesting. And on the bad days, because I'm sure we all have them, you say just get over the bad and the good will follow.
Yeah, well, don't make a big deal of it.
Yeah.
Go and have your run or your walk or just look at the sea or do something. But let it pass, because it does pass.
Wow. It's awesome to be able to talk about, you know, the thing that we in society tend to hide. You know, you're a palliative care, end of life professional. You see people pass regularly, and most people are afraid of death.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of death?
No. I've just recently published a book called Cancer, Navigating the Journey. And it was 10, 15, maybe more years of my experiences, where I wanted a book for people who are newly diagnosed and loved ones, from not so much a medical perspective, but what they're feeling and how they're feeling and how do they cross those barriers from time of diagnosis.
And also, it's really practical. The book's got really good practical tips, and I think it's a wealth. It's years of knowledge on the practical side of seeing what it's really like.
Where is it available?
Exclusive books, Take a Lot.
Oh, so it's available online and physically.
Yeah.
That's marvelous. Just one final thing, if I may. I'm sorry to intrude.
No, Dave. I love it when you join in.
Do you think there's anything after life? from what you've seen?
I think you just pass over into another dimension.
But do you think there is another dimension? It's not just
Absolutely.
The big black nothing.
That's my belief.
Okay.
When you watch, if you watch the dying process, and you know people talk about that white light, or there is such a peace that comes over people who are passing over, and it's beautiful. It's not scary at all.
So it may be true that the best is yet to come.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But for now, I hope that somebody out there has been inspired to end the year of life. Well, to embody passion and to go and live a bold, beautiful life. That's our Monday Morning Bold Heart segment. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
And this will be up, of course, as a podcast really shortly, and I think a valuable one to listen to again.